This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, we'll have a conversation with Trey Grayson, who's just wrapped up his time as president and CEO of the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. But first, until the State of Israel was created, Jews have always been the minority population no matter where they lived. But Israel now finds itself in the unique situation of having created a Christian minority in a Jewish country. And today, Christians and Jews are trying to create a shared Israeli society. In her job as program director of the Jerusalem Center for Jewish-Christian Relations, Hannah Benkovsky creates opportunities for Arab Christians and Jews in Israel to meet and work together. She is giving a presentation tomorrow evening at the Meyerson JCC, and she joins us this afternoon, along with Jewish Community Relations Council Director Jackie Conjedo and Maya Morag, Slesha, or Community Emissary from Israel to the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jackie, Maya, and Hannah, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark, for having us.
Jackie, could you start us off by giving us some context about how Maya's talk tomorrow night, how that all came to be?
Yeah, so this is part of a series that we've been doing for a number of years called Israeliality. And what we try and do is we bring people from Israel to talk about what the realities are in Israel in terms of things you may not read in the headlines. So this year's series theme is coexistence. And we have been really lucky to have a wonderful array of speakers who have come to talk about everything from Jewish-Muslim relations to Israelis and Palestinians. And, of course, now having Hannah here to talk about Jews and Christians in Israel, we're really looking forward to her presentation, as you mentioned, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the JCC. So, yeah, we're excited to hear what she has to say about the cooperation that exists in Israel, this unique dynamic of having a Christian minority in a majority Jewish country. And, you know, I think we can learn a lot from that here in the United States as well.
Hannah, how did you first get started in your work of promoting awareness of the Christian minority living in Israel?
So I started, like many Israelis, knowing nothing about other religions. I went to religious school. I did a lot of Jewish studies, but was not really aware of the Christians in the Holy Land. And when I went to university, I took history, and I had to take Introduction to Christianity, and I discovered that in order to learn my own culture and history, I have to know Christianity because it's very much relevant to my life as an Israeli Jew. And then after a couple of years, I discovered that there are actually Christians living in the Holy Land. And if I you're laughing.
How many by chance?
So there are 170,000 okay. Christians. So it's about 2% of the population. It's not very big, but it's very meaningful if you think about the fact that we live in Israel, in the Holy Land, Jerusalem, Nazareth, the holy site. So this country is very relevant, not just to the 170,000 Christians, but to the whole Christian world. But then the holy sites, without the local Christian, would be like a museum of holy places. And if you come to the Holy Land, or if you live in the Holy Land, and you don't realize that there are Christians living here, you miss something very important of the parts that build the society in the Holy Land. And I'm not just talking about Israel, but all the area, the region, the Mediterranean area, the Middle Eastern area, the Christians are part of it. And they have important part of it. And as an Israeli, I think it's important for me to recognize and to try to build bridges between this small community and the majority of Jewish Israelis.
How important a role, Hannah, do those Christian holy sites play in developing this relationship?
I think very important part because the holy sites attract people from all over the world. And when they come, when Christians come to the Holy Land and look for these holy sites, they don't want to see empty churches. They want to see a church that is still alive, that there's a community that comes every Sunday to pray in the holy sites, in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, in the Church of Nativity, in the Church of Annunciation. And that makes a place alive. It's not just a Disneyland of holy places. It's a real church that still has an active community. And to think that, you know, children are being baptized in the Church of Annunciation or in the Church of Nativity, or people are being baptized in the Jordan River, it's exciting for the pilgrims. So I think this is very important. And since we are there as well, we are receiving these pilgrims and we facilitate the pilgrims, they have a very important role in the Jewish-Christian relation.
How do you describe the relationship as it exists now between Christians and Jews in Israel?
I think there are a couple of challenges that we have in our relations. First, defining who is the minority and who is the majority. And I'm going to talk in length on that tomorrow in the presentation. We still think of ourselves as a minority of Jews in the Middle East, minority of Jews in the Christian world. And we tend to look at the Christians as a double majority since they're Arab Christians. So they're part of the Arab world. They're Christians, they're part of the Christian world. We look at them as a great majority, while they see themselves as a double minority of Christians in the Arab world and minority of Arabs in a Jewish state. And I think it influenced a lot the relations today. So first, defining who is the minority and who is the majority and how we should relate to each other. But also, and again, I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow, is the history and how the history influenced the situation now in Israel. The history of Jewish-Christian relations that we brought with us, not from America, but from Europe. That's something we have to remember. The majority of the Jews who came to Israel after its establishment came from Europe. And then about one-third from North Africa and the Middle East. And the historical baggage that we brought with us from Europe and the Jewish-Christian relations we had in Europe influence our relation today in Israel.
Maya, I think you've described this as a mirror image of the U.S. Mm-hmm. in terms of relations between Jews and Christians. Can you kind of elaborate on what you mean by that?
True. So when we started thinking about this year's program, I thought this topic that might seem to someone that knows a little bit about Israel like a small issue, right? Because there are bigger issues when you talk about Israel to discuss. But somehow the fact that the Christian minority in Israel makes up 2% of the population and the Jewish minority here in the U.S. make up 2% of the population of the U.S. Immediately created this opposite mirror that it was interesting to look through because for me, living as a Jew in Israel, you just live in an immersed Jewish world, right? Everything around you is Jewish and the culture is Jewish and you don't have to work hard to be Jewish. And everything you see kind of reflects your own identity, your own culture. And then I came here to live here and I've been living here as a shlicha, as an emissary working at the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati for the last 3 years. And suddenly I had the first time experienced living as a minority, what it means, how the public sphere, how the look and feel is not your own culture and how that totally changed the way you practice your Judaism, how you need establishments and congregations to kind of keep that culture alive and the relationship between minorities and majorities. I think it's fascinating to see kind of the opposite reality. What if that happens in Israel? And I think that can help us understand Jews living here much better and the relationship here versus Christians living in Israel as well.
Jackie, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a fascinating dynamic. I know personally when I was in Israel last year, just to watch all of these different groups and, you know, Jews, Christians, and Muslims in the same, we're talking the same square mile where all of these holy sites are really almost on top of each other. And to see the amount of coexistence, people shopping at each other's stores, people are neighbors. I think that there is this mirror image situation in the United States and in Israel that is interesting. But the other thing I think we have to learn here is to sort of take a lesson from Israel and how all of these diverse people are living together, in relative peace, given how many differences there are. And so that was in terms of coming back to the United States and seeing, like, look at what's possible. That was really meaningful to me.
Hannah, go right ahead.
I just want to add something. I think one of the aspects of Jewish-Christian relation in Israel, which is quite different than Jewish-Christian relation in other places, except for the numbers and the percentage and minority and majority relation, is the fact that we live in a conflict. And in Israel, the Christians are Arabs, and many of them would define themselves as Palestinians, or if they don't, but they're still Arabs. And we're in an Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And when you talk about Jewish-Christian relations in Israel, you also talk about Israeli-Palestinian relations. And that makes things more complicated. So if you can, you know, meet here in the U.S. and meet Christian, I mean, bring rabbis and priests to sit together, or pastors, and sit together and discuss the scriptures, discuss shared values, discuss, you know, theological ideas. In Israel, if you bring Christian and Jews together, in many cases, they would also discuss the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And that's something which is inseparable in Israel, in the reality of Israel. Like many other topics, the conflict is a very important part of it.
Yeah. What we in America might not realize is that Israeli children of different religions, don't they go to different schools? Is mm-hmm. is that the case? Okay. And they sometimes live in different neighborhoods? And,
yeah. So we have in the public system, in the governmental schools, we have Arab schools, we have two kinds of Jewish schools, religious or practicing observant schools and non-observant schools, Jewish schools. In the Jewish schools, they teach in Hebrew. In the Arab schools, they teach in Arabic, but it's all supervised and, of course, financed by the government. And there are also some private schools. Many of the Christians, by the way, go to private Christian schools that are also subsidized and supervised by the government, but they belong to the church. And there, in these Christian schools, they have Muslim and Christian students. Usually, it would be rare, but there are some cases that Arabs go to Jewish schools, but it's almost impossible for Jews to go to Arab schools because of the language issue, and it would not make sense. I mean, it would be very difficult for them. So yes, it is separated, and most of the cities and neighborhoods are more separated. But still, there are a lot of interaction in places like the mall or hospitals or universities. So there are encounters. But on daily life, we have different schools. And we have to remember that we also work in two different languages. So here, if you bring American, Christian, and Jews to get together, they all speak in their mother tongue. In Israel, we don't speak the same language. I mean,
literally, you don't speak the same language.
Literally, yeah. Of course. Of course. So Arabs speak Arabic, Jews speak Hebrew. And when they get together, either the Arabs speak Hebrew, but it's not their mother tongue, so they have to make an effort to express themselves in another language. The Jews usually not enough Jews speak Arabic, so to run a conversation in Arabic. If both have to speak in English, oh my God, that's really difficult because our English is not so good. So both speak in a language which is not their mother tongue, and it makes it really hard to express really what you want to say. So the dialogue is literally difficult, just the communication, the basic communication. And that's a challenge we have in Israel, which Jewish-Christian relations in other places don't have.
And so you really have to work to overcome that language barrier.
Exactly.
I wanted to add something to that because I think to an American ear, sometime when you hear separate school systems, that doesn't sound well. It doesn't resonate, and it kind of sounds like segregation or something that brings back. And I think it's very important to understand that the decision making with the establishment of the State of Israel almost 70 years ago was to allow different school systems to every community that defines itself differently. So this was actually a not only pro-Arab, but pro-different streams in education, allowing people to kind of preserve their own way of practicing their Judaism or their Christianity or their Muslim beliefs and their language and keeping their traditions and their history and being able to teach it. So I think that's a very different part of our history compared to the history here.
And there are groups in Israel. In fact, we had some of them come for the Israeli series who are pioneering basically shared school systems between Muslims and Jews, Arabs and Jews, and or Arabs and Israelis. And so, you know, there are people who are providing yet another alternative for people who may not want their kids to be in schools where they're surrounded by people who, and as you said,
speak the same language.
Speak the same language, right.
And it's a bilingual school. Also.
Exactly. Yeah. So there are actually a diverse number of options for kids in education there.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and her job is Program Director of the Jerusalem Center for Jewish-Christian Relations. Hannah Benkowski creates opportunities for Arab Christians and Jews in Israel to meet and work together. She's going to be giving a presentation tomorrow evening at the Meyerson JCC, and she joins us this afternoon, along with Jewish Community Relations Council Director Jackie Conjedo and Maya Morog, Shlesha, or Community Emissary from Israel to the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Hannah, tell us what some of the things that you do. Can you give some examples of what you're doing to try to make this relationship better?
Okay. So we work mainly in two fields, or at least me personally, involved with two fields. The first one is in education, and the other one is encounter. We believe in the Jerusalem Center for Jewish-Christian Relations that the main way to build bridges between people is education. So it's not enough just to get together and eat hummus together, but it's important that people would know about the other, and therefore they would be more open to meet him. So we run courses and lectures and seminars to different groups to teach them about the other. So for Israelis or for Arabs, but mainly we work in the Israeli side, to educate about the other communities. So we work with teachers and with the soldiers in the army and with young leadership and different and governmental ministries. But then we also work in, we do create opportunities for encounter. So we have a program with 22 schools. For next year, it will be 26. Half are Christian schools, Christian Arab school. That means that the students are Muslims and Christians, all part of the education system, the Israeli education system, and Jewish schools, where they teach and run everything in Hebrew. And they get together. They spend days together in each other's school. They learn first about their own culture. Then they meet with the other, present their own culture and their own values and traditions, and then hear about the other. And this kind of encounters give an opportunity for them, first of all, to strengthen their identity by preparing themselves for the meeting, and then learn about the other through the encounter. And the project is called Dialogue and Identity. So through the dialogue, you you work and build your own identity. So we have kids in fifth and sixth grade, and they're facilitated by their teachers who work together, an Arab and a Jewish teacher. And we work with 22 schools, and it's quite an impressive number. And we see that it helps them to have a certain image of who is the other before they grow up and shape their opinion based on media and other bad things that influence our opinions about the others. So that's the kind of activities we do. We also do some research regarding Jewish-Christian relations in Israel, and we do some advocacy toward promoting relations and the status of Christians and the way Christians are being treated in the Holy Land.
Now, so the largest group of Christians in Israel belong to the Amalekite Church?
Right. So okay. First of all, the couple of definitions we have to mention. So majority of the Arab Christians in Israel are Arabs. I mean, speak Arabic, live the Arab culture. Out of the 170,000, about 140,000 are Arab Christians. And about half of them, a little less than half of them, belong to the Amalekite Greek Catholic Church. Yes.
So what are the implications inside of Israel for the work that you're doing? What effect is this having?
It feels like a drop in the sea, but we believe that with a drop and another drop and another drop, you get to quite amount of water. But we see that there's more openness for that. People hear about what we do and ask us to come and be involved. If I take example, the program with the schools, in the first year, 10 years ago, we had six schools, and we had to convince them to participate. Today, we have a waiting list of schools who want to participate. And it's not just the schools, it's the it's not just the class, but it's the parents and the whole school staff and the community. So we feel that there's an impact there. And we work with teachers, so the teachers go and teach later on in schools, and they also bring the content and the message that we bring in our programs to their pupils in their schools. So we don't change the whole society in Israel, but we do our share, and together with other organizations that work in Israel, of course, we're not the only one. We are the only one who focuses on Jewish-Christian relations, but with the others, we, I think, promote the atmosphere, promote better understanding between Christian and Jews. One of the places where I worked lately in the last couple of years is with the IDF, with the Israel Defense forces. They work a lot with Palestinians, and some of the Palestinians are Christians, and they also have Christians in the army now in Israel, and they realize it's necessary for them to know more about the Christians here. So I go to one of the army camps in the center of the country once every few months and give them a lecture about who are the Christians in the Holy Land. And they say it's very meaningful for them. It's influenced the way they relate to the Christians that they meet during their work.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join us, let's talk to Sam in Richmond, Indiana. Hi, Sam.
Hi. I'm calling. My wife and I volunteered at the Marlier School in Ebeling, that's in Galilee, for 3 months. It was in 2013-14. I find some of the statements that the guests are making is not consistent with our experience.
In what way?
Well, I'll give you just one example that they said, well, in the Christian, the segregated schools allow the Jewish people to get their history and the Palestinians to get their history, but that's not true. Eventually, they will all be examined with the same examination. The examination will only cover the Israeli history. The Palestinian experience will be excluded, and so the schools are really our experience was that the teachers at my life school, especially in history, then were required to teach something which was not consistent with their students' experience.
Okay. Can we let Hannah?
So there is a difference between being supervised by the Israeli Ministry of Education and the program and the curriculum. In the Israel education system, we have practically four curriculums. If we're talking about the Arab sector, so the Arab school, the Arab-speaking school, there is a curriculum for the schools in Israel, within Israel, like in Iblin, in Galilee, and there's a different curriculum for the students in Jerusalem who follow the Palestinian curriculum. Still supervised by the Ministry of Education in Israel, but they follow a different curriculum. In Israel, the program, the curriculum of the Arab school is different than the Jewish school. They learn Arab history, they learn Muslim history. History is different. History classes are different. The content is different. It's not the same history and same program, the same curriculum as you find in a Jewish schools. It's supervised by the State of Israel, and it tries to bring multi-narratives and different perspectives. But they don't do the same curriculum as the Jewish schools. Even in the Jewish schools, we have a couple of curriculums, the religious curriculum and the non-religious curriculum. So they're different curriculum adjusted to the schools and the needs of the community.
So there's no exclusion of Palestinian history, like Sam is saying?
No, of course. It's within the State of Israel. But no, of course, they learn the history, their own history, the Arab history. Again, in Jerusalem, they do Palestinian program, although supervised by Israel, but they take the books from the West Bank and from Ramallah, and they do, again, different curriculum.
Sam, we appreciate the phone call very much. Thank you. So as far as on a global scale, because we talked about what all this means in terms of inside of Israel, how does this affect things globally?
I don't know. It's hard to talk about how it affects things globally, but I think one of the things we try to do also as part of our work is to introduce the challenges and a different situation we have in Israel, because many people imagine that Jewish-Christian relations in Israel are similar to what they experience back home. And the reason why I'm here and why we travel around and talk about what we do around is just to explain, well, Israel is a different situation. It's something new. It's a new experience for us as Jews, for Christians in the Holy Land. And there is a need to explain what are the differences and to understand it's a new situation. And I think we don't change the world, but we make some changes by presenting these new challenges and new realities. And hopefully
it's a one-step-at-a-time process?
It's one step, yes, definitely. Definitely. Because when you go from bottom up, it's one step at a time. It's always like that. And I think people reflect on what we say when we go around and talk about what we do in Israel, and they think, oh, that's similar to the situation I have here, or my relation with Christian neighbors, or my relation with my, you know, another kind of majority where I live among. And it helps them to rethink about their own realities. And in that sense, I think we can maybe influence more on people to rethink about their reality.
Jackie, can you give us the details for the Hannah's Talk?
Absolutely, yeah. So please come join us. We'll have plenty of space tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Mayor's and JCC for our Israelity talk with Hanna Benkowski. And it's again, at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And we're really excited about what she's going to say. I also wanted to mention that she's been busy while she's been here. Part of our JCRC mission in terms of building bridges with other communities, we wanted to make sure that as many people could hear from her while she was here as possible. And so she's been busy. She's been in Dayton, actually, giving some presentations there. And she's also been at the touring the archives at Hebrew Union College. And then tomorrow we're going to head to the Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Anderson. And of course, her talk tomorrow night. So we would love to see anyone there. You can RSVP at jewishcincinnati.org/isreality, or you can just come and sign in at the door. We would love to have you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jackie, Maya, and Hannah. Very much. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon. The program director of the Jerusalem Center for Jewish-Christian Relations, Hannah Benkowski, Jewish Community Relations Council Director Jackie Conjedo, and Maya Morog, Community Emissary from Israel to the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati.